My late friend Hilton Shorrock and I started mype.co.za back in 2004, December, somewhere around there. Anyway, we started mype as a bit of fun, a way to give back to the community that we loved and to the city that we loved. Of course, it was, I suppose you could say, the early days of the internet then, and I had to learn how to optimize our website so that it would be seen by Google and so that it would rank on the first page of Google for many of the search terms that are around Port Elizabeth. Eventually I became a little bit of an idiot savant, and to this day most of the stuff that I publish takes seconds and it's on the front page of Google in the index, basically because of all the hard work that we've put into the site over the last 15 years. But these days we all receive so-called advertising messages that promise to help our website's ranking in Google by somebody writing an article or publishing on another site that offers to be packed full of links to your website. Normally that promise is followed by an exhortation that the article will be seen by hundreds of thousands of people, country or worldwide. I'd just like to caution you to be very careful of these advertising messages, especially if they contain one or more of the following types of messages or exhortations. Improve your own website SEO because of the backlinks to your website. Give your business third-party endorsement. You can place links to the article on your website and social media, once again generating third-party endorsements of your business. You can use the article as content for your website to improve your website SEO. Or the people offering to give you a boost say they will place an index follow link to your website. Why must you be careful? Essentially, the business sending you that advert is advertising their business based on the sale of backlinks. According to a study by the Ahrefs blog, the average cost of buying a link in 2018 from another site or blog was $361.44. Around about 5,280 rand if you're on the land of the South African. But remember, not all links are created equal. The most powerful links are follow and index links. Essentially, those links are an instruction to the Google bot to visit the site being linked to and to make sure that the site is in the Google index, as the publisher deems the site being linked to as one containing important or unique information. If the publisher in turn sells such links, then they are deemed to be trying to positively manipulate the page rank of a site. And Google lays down the law around links by saying, any links intended to manipulate page rank or a site's ranking in Google search results may be considered part of a link scheme and a violation of Google's Webmaster Guidelines. This includes any behavior that manipulates links to your site or outgoing links from your site. The following are examples of link schemes which can negatively impact a site's ranking and search results. Buying or selling links that pass page rank. This includes exchanging money for links or posts that contain links, exchanging goods or services for links, or sending someone a free product in exchange for them writing about it and including a link. Excessive link changes. Link to me and I'll link to you kind of arrangements, or partner pages exclusively for the sake of cross-linking. Large-scale marketing or guest posting campaigns with keyword-rich anchor text links. Using automated programs or services to create links to your site. Requiring a link as part of a terms of service contract or similar arrangement without allowing a third-party content owner the choice of qualifying the outbound link should they wish. Additionally, creating links that weren't editorially placed or vouched for by the site's owner on a page, otherwise known as unnatural links, can be considered a violation of Google's guidelines. Here are a few common examples of unnatural links that may violate Google's guidelines. Text advertisements that pass page rank. Advertorials or native advertising where payment is received for articles that include links that pass page rank. Links with optimized anchor text in articles or press releases distributed on other sites. Keyword-rich, hidden or low-quality links embedded in widgets that are distributed across various sites. widely distributed links in the footers or templates of various sites, forum comments with optimized links in the post or signature. Now that pay-per-click advertising links that don't pass page rank to the buyer of the ad do not violate Google's guidelines. Webmasters can prevent PageRank from passing in several ways, such as 1. Indicating the link is sponsored, adding a qualifying attribute to the tag. 2. Redirecting the links to an intermediate page that is blocked from search engines with a robots.txt file. The best way to get other sites to create high-quality, relevant links to yours is to create unique, relevant content that can naturally gain popularity in the internet community. Creating good content pays off. Links are usually editorial votes given by choice, and the more useful content you have, the greater the chances someone else will find that content valuable to their readers and link to it. If you see a site that is participating in link schemes intended to manipulate PageRank, let Google know. Google will use that information to improve their algorithmic detection of such links. To reiterate, if someone offers to write and publish an article for you, the most compelling reasons to accept will be around the increased reach via the publisher, social media sharing, and featuring in the newsletter with a link back to your site being of secondary consideration. In other words, you must be looking at getting people to actually read your message, rather than using another website as a vehicle to pass back links to robots that don't actually care. If Google catches the site out, they do a double whammy by delisting the site selling the links and delisting the site buying the links. Something about we are all equal under the law, I suppose, is what drives that particular thought. Google bots are the usual elements that play cops to faulty or wrongful link building practices. However, there are fair chances of someone from Google's web spam team reviewing your site for its link profile and handing you a manual penalty. This might not be the case, but it is always good to stay alert. A manual penalty can be quite a task, and you might wonder, how can someone from the Google team end up on your website and penalize it? Call it bad luck, but it also could be a spam report from a competitor that can have caused the team to look into your site's profile. A report from a Google bot can also lead to a manual review and hence the penalty. Google penalizes you for bad backlinks by downranking your website, sometimes by dozens of pages. On Google, that's pretty much the same as not existing at all, as users rarely scroll beyond the first page of search results.